Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Okay, very, very good, guys. We are back once again here at China232.com. It's been a little while. I think we haven't put out one for 1 week, maybe.
Very, very sorry about that. Things have been a little hectic, a little busy, but we're going to get, you know, going a little faster on that.
We are going to get moving at light speeds, my friend. Okay, good. What are we talking about today, though? Interesting question.
We're talking about somebody putting someone in a guilt trip, making them feel guilty for not doing something that they wanted them to do.
Right. That doesn't sound like the kind of person that I would want to hang around.
I don't think anybody would, but we've probably all done this from time to time. So just again, a guilt trip, if you put someone on a guilt trip, or you probably wouldn't do it because, of course, you're a very nice person, but you make somebody else feel guilty, and because of that guilt, you hope that they are going to do something that you want them to do. So, for example, you could say, oh, come on, please come to my birthday. I went to your birthday. We're best friends. I really hope you can come. You need to come, like this. So if you're saying this kind of thing, the only reason that the person's going to come is because they feel guilty, because you're making them feel guilty.
Right. If they're busy, if they have a lot of work to do, and you say, come on, I need you there.
Yeah.
Come on, I can't do it without you, man.
Yeah, so that's called putting them on a guilt trip.
I think sometimes it's a good idea, though, to give your friend a little bit of a guilt trip if you know deep down that they really should be doing it anyways, just to help them out.
That's true. Yeah, sometimes you can use that to convince them. Hopefully you use it in a good way.
Okay, rambling. Okay, let's go. The dialogue here, we're going to start, I think.
Let's get right into it. Okay, start it up.
So, are you almost ready to go?
You're not going to believe this, but I'm not going to be able to make it. I just remembered that I have to go to Jill's birthday. It's her 30th, so it's a bit of a milestone for her. I promised her a month ago. I can't back out now.
Well, you seem to have no problem backing out of our plans.
I know. Sorry about that. It was really careless on my part. I'd obviously rather hang out with you, but I'll never hear the end of it from Jill if I miss her B-Day.
She's not even a close friend of yours. What's the big deal?
You don't know Jill. She's weird about these things. She told me that she'd be really upset if I didn't make it.
So you're going to let her put a guilt trip on you? I don't remember her at your birthday. You are one sorry man, you know that?
So how do you suggest getting out of it?
Make some excuse.
Lie to her?
A white lie. Just do it to spare her feelings.
Very, very nice.
Ooh, a lot of interesting phrases in there. I hope you caught everything. If you didn't, just listen again.
Or go to the website, www.china232.com, and read the script, because we're putting the dialogue out for you. Of course, you know that.
Right.
First word, Ad.
Milestone. Milestone. What is a milestone?
A milestone? Yeah, it's a good word. We just say, basically, it's usually a number. It's kind of a round number. So a number like, for example, turning 30, your 30th birthday is a milestone. 40, 50, they're kind of big numbers that jump out at you.
Right.
Or something like maybe Michael Jordan, the basketball player, when he scored his 10,000th point.
Right, or 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary, wedding anniversary, milestone.
Right, or like an achievement, right?
An achievement, yeah, exactly. But it's kind of a big number achievement. You wouldn't say 806th.
No, it'd be like 1,000, something like this.
Round numbers, right. Those are kind of milestones. So, you know, in this dialogue, Jill's birthday, it was her 30th, so I said, you know, it's a bit of a milestone birthday for her, so a bit of an important one.
Right, but my point was here that, you know, you're not even good friends, though, so what's the big deal? Okay, let's talk about the next one, though. Back out, right? You didn't want to back out of your plans, though, right?
I didn't want to back out, yeah. So backing out means I have a plan, often a promise, or an agreement to do something, and usually at the last minute I decide to change that plan or not do it anymore, so I'm backing out of my plan.
Right. That's why I never agreed to do anything. So I don't have to back out and get people mad at me.
So yeah, he makes no promises, so he doesn't have to back out.
All right. So I have to apologize for nothing.
No apologies necessary.
Great. Okay. The next one. I'll never hear the end of it.
This is a good one, and it's not good to do, but it's a good phrase to know once again. And if you never let somebody hear the end of it, it means often they do something either embarrassing or they do something, you know, kind of bad that you don't like, and you keep telling them, you keep reminding them of the situation, so you're not letting them hear the end of it. You keep reminding them,
right, you keep bringing it up. I think also in our relationship, it's a little bit different here. A lot of times if someone does something really funny or stupid, you want to keep bringing it up and laugh at them, right?
Yeah, like, do you remember that time you spilt milk all over your pants when you were on a date?
Right, exactly.
And I keep saying, ah, remember that? You look so stupid.
Right, and we're getting older, and Andrew could keep telling this to all our new friends that I'm meeting. Yeah. I'm like, Andrew, I don't want to hear this anymore.
I won't let him hear the end of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good. The next thing we talk about, this is pretty much self-explanatory, is B-Day.
B-Day, yeah. In casual English, young people, friends, sometimes they say, instead of birthday, they just say B-Day.
Right, I'm having a B-Day party.
Yeah, it's my B-Day today, or you can even say happy B-Day. You might hear this. Some people say it.
Right, it's a short form.
Yeah, don't say it to, like, if your boss, again, is having his birthday. Don't say happy B-Day, boss. You know, it's a little informal, but it's kind of fun.
Right, usually what I like to do is what they call a belated birthday wish, which means I forgot their birthday and they had to tell me that, it was my birthday last week. So I go, oh, happy belated birthday, meaning I missed it.
Belated birthday, yeah. If you forget somebody's birthday, then you have, like, suppose someone's birthday is a week ago and you forget to wish them happy birthday. So then a week later you can say, happy belated birthday, right? Just what Ad was talking about.
Right.
Make exactly. That a little clearer, hopefully.
Okay, and the next thing, this is a good one. You don't know Jill. This is a little bit, you might not have caught this one. It's not as obvious. If you don't know Jill, obviously I've met Jill before, okay? I've been introduced. I know the person. I've met her, but I don't really know. I'm not that close to her.
Right, so saying you don't know Jill in this situation means he doesn't know how Jill would react in all situations. For example, this birthday situation. He's saying, you don't know her. You don't know what she'll do. You don't know how important birthdays are to her.
All right. Maybe Jill, I don't realize how angry Jill gets if you break plans with her.
Exactly.
Right. And the next one we talk about is Guilt Trip, which is the title of this podcast. And I think we explained this one already, but we'll do it again quickly. Andrew?
Okay. So again, yeah, guilt trip is if you're making somebody feel guilty for not doing something and you make them feel guilty because you want them to do something that you want to do. You want to use guilt to get them to behave your way. You're putting them on a guilt trip, we say.
Right. You're putting them on the spot to get them to do what you want them to do. So, yeah, the next one is a sorry man. I said Andrew was a very sorry man, meaning I think he's very pathetic, a man you should feel sorry for. Very, right. Very pitiful.
A very pitiful man, can't do very much, and you just say, you are one sorry man.
Right, he can't even, like, run a proper life, right? Yeah. He can't even tell someone that he already had other plans or something like
this. This is what he's saying, yes.
Right. Right, exactly. This is my point.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is getting out of it.
Getting out of it. Okay, very simple. It's not doing something that you're scheduled to do or stopping that. So if you have a plan or you're scheduled to do something and you don't want to do it, that means you're going to get out of that, get out of the plan. How am I going to get out of it? For example, I have a date on Saturday night, but I don't want to go.
Don't want to go?
How am I going to get out of it?
Right, exactly.
How am I going to not go?
Right, and here, getting out of something usually means it's a negative thing a little bit too. If you had a really bad plan, I should say, and then you decided not to do it, it's not really getting out of it, right? It's just realizing that was pretty stupid.
You weren't really in it.
Right. You realize you shouldn't even have been in here in the first place. Right.
So often getting out of something, you might have to disappoint somebody. Not always.
Right. Or disappoint yourself.
Right. Okay.
Good. Okay. The next one, white lie.
Okay. Yeah. It is a lie, but it's about something that's not very important to anyone or shouldn't be. It's not a major lie. It's not a big lie. So we call it a white lie.
So right. For example, I might say I'm the best looking person in the world. I think this is a little bit of a white lie because I'm almost the best looking, but not quite.
Well,
obviously I'm joking here. Okay. Okay. How would you use this, Andrew?
I don't really like to... Okay, here's a good one that I would say. If somebody says to me, and they paint or they draw pictures, right, and they say, excuse me, do you think this painting is really, really good? I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings, so I might say, yes, it is very good.
Right.
Although I don't think it is good at all.
Right, if they want to build their confidence, especially if you have a child or something like this, you would, as a parent, you might give them encouragement by telling them, small white lies.
Right, you can't always tell the truth in those situations, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to be nice sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Which brings us right into the last one.
Right, exactly. You're being nice, so we tried to spare people's feelings. Here we tried to spare her feelings, talking about Jill here.
Right. So instead of saying, Jill, I don't want to go to your birthday, which is the truth, right? It's her 30th birthday. She wants me to go. I could just be honest and say, I don't want to go, but I'm not. I'm supposed to make a white lie and say, you know what? Something came up. I'm very busy. I really can't go. I'm sorry. That's right. A white lie, but right. I'm trying to spare her feelings.
Right. You don't want to hurt her feelings. So you leave her feelings out of this, right? Right. Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's pretty much it today. I think it was an excellent lesson. Not a surprise.
Not a surprise. I think it was wonderful. And I want to thank whoever put it on in Russia. We found in a new website. I forget what it was. EFL.ru, I believe, and we've got some hits from there. So thank you very much, whoever put that on.
Right, spreading the good word, we're going to say
spreading the good word of the free lessons. We hope everybody, if they have a chance, can help us, put that out there. www.china232.com. Ad, great having you back.
Right,
in
likewise,
studio.
Andrew. Okay, see you guys.
See you.
Bye. Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.